I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up on Only a Game, filmmaker Ken Burns revisits the story of Jackie Robinson, this time with more detail and nuance. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce, who joins me for our look at the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill.
It is Final Four weekend. Does the fact that no men's team from anywhere west of Oklahoma has made the Final Four over the past 8 years mean anything significant?
Yeah, it means John Wooden died and is no longer coaching UCLA, and Lute Olson retired at Arizona. It's kind of strange. I think it's probably just a geographic glitch. Sooner or later, UCLA or Stanford or somebody's going to get there. So I just think it's an interesting phenomenon at this point.
Two teams that did make the Final Four had something in common besides experienced coaches. Syracuse ran afoul of the NCAA last year, and North Carolina's fate regarding academic violations there is still to be determined. I guess that'll teach those other colleges and universities to behave, eh?
Really makes all those NCAA commercials regarding quote-unquote student-athletes really kind of more effective than they were before.
Mm.
You've got two schools completely drowning in academic scandals. You know, at Syracuse, it cost the coach half the season, and North Carolina's is just grotesque.
All right, here's a tough one, Charlie. Four teams remain on the women's side of the NCAA hoops tournament: Oregon State, Syracuse, Washington, and UConn. Who do you like?
See, there are now, among women's basketball, the Western schools are still good.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Washington and Oregon State. You asking me to pick the tournament? Are you kidding?
All right.
Why don't you ask me, what are the odds on the site of the women's Final Four being swallowed up by a giant sinkhole? I don't go along with the notion that what UConn is doing is bad for women's basketball, but that doesn't mean I think any of these other three teams can beat them.
On Thursday, the city of Philadelphia officially apologized to Jackie Robinson for the treatment he received when the Dodgers played there. The Brooklyn Dodgers in 1947. Too little, too late?
Oh, I don't think so. I mean, I think certainly Rachel Robinson's going to go and accept the city's apology. And I think doing it with the graciousness that she does everything. I don't want to say bygones should be bygones because that's asking to anesthetize yourself. But I think, you know, this will go on splendidly.
Friday was April Fool's Day, Charlie. And boy, did the Golden State Warriors fool backup center Festus Ezeli. His teammates told him he'd been cut by the team via a sports radio talk show that they had on in the car in which he was traveling. There's an elaborately produced video that shows the whole thing going down, including their revelation that it was a prank. Is this the loosest team in the history of professional sports?
See, I was about to say that they certainly seem to be cracking under the pressure of chasing the Chicago Bulls for the best record in NBA history. Yes, I think one of the remarkable things and one of the most endearing things about our current Golden State Warriors is that they don't seem to be bothered by anything.
U.S. Soccer announced this week that it would reconsider playing matches in North Carolina because of the state's legislation, which critics call discriminatory toward the LGBT community, because it is. The NBA has made similar noises regarding the 2017 All-Star Game. When the NFL says the Panthers can't play games at home next season, that's when North Carolina is going to start paying attention, right?
Well, not just that, but the NCAA has also made noises about moving possible tournament games out of North Carolina. And, of course, you know, college basketball is as big as anything down there.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of the great victories of the LGBT civil rights movement. Businesses in America have come around 180 degrees. They're not only opposing the legislation, they're knuckling the people who pass it.
Dale Earnhardt Jr. has said that he will donate his brain for concussion research. Do you think we'll see more of this from NASCAR drivers?
Yeah, I think one thing you have to remember about athletes at the level of Dale Earnhardt Jr. is they all know each other. And I think it's getting around to most athletes that in most competitive sports you run this risk. Some sports the risk is higher than others, but good for Dale Earnhardt Jr. I hope he really does point the way.
Dale Earnhardt said regarding his brain, what use is it to you at that point?
That's very good. In fact, I was interviewing a group of nuns who had been part of a research study into Alzheimer's, and they had all agreed to donate their brains after they died. And the Mother Superior of the convent said, essentially said the same thing. She said, every one of these nuns has a graduate degree. There should be some pretty good-looking brains in here.
Charlie Pierce joins me each week on Only a Game. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.